If the officer is honest, you get a huge penalty of being arrested for bribery. So this is a rather fraught situation. On the other hand, with indirect language, if you issue a veiled bribe, then the dishonest officer could interpret it as a bribe, in which case you get the payoff of going free. The honest officer can't hold you to it as being a bribe, and therefore you get the nuisance of the traffic ticket. So you get the best of both worlds. And a similar analysis, I think, can apply to the potential awkwardness of a sexual solicitation and other cases where plausible deniability is an asset. I think this affirms something that's long been known by diplomats, namely that the vagueness of language, far from being a bug or an imperfection, actually might be a feature of language, one that we use to our advantage in social interactions. So to sum up, language is a collective human creation reflecting human nature, how we conceptualize reality, how we relate to one another, and that by analyzing the various quirks and complexities of language, I think we can get a window onto what makes us tick. Thank you very much.